What's going on, everybody? You're watching and listening to the AfterBuzz TV after show for Growing Up Hip Hop LA. JoJo has to talk to everybody, and did Pep take everyone's man? Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
You hold on, don't you know? Can't you understand? If you mess with me, I'll take your man.
Oh, all right, lights.
Don't mess with her now.
Don't mess with Pep, y'all.
Don't slip up.
I like these lights, though.
I know.
It's lit.
Sit low for a minute.
It's okay. Literally lit.
Yeah. Wow.
What's going on, everybody? You're watching and listening to the Growing Up Hip Hop After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. On tonight's episode, we'll talk about Pep and how she has to defend her man. JoJo has to talk to everybody. And Romeo and Angela off to the tracks. Plus, we have your Growing Up Fashion, your news and gossip, your predictions, and so much more. But before we get into this episode, let's introduce the panel. Next to me is Miss Alexis. How you feeling, girl? Welcome back.
Thank you. Hi, guys. I'm doing good.
That's good. Byron, how you feeling? Over there.
What's good, y'all? Byron K. I'm feeling great.
That's good. Sierra, what
about
you?
Hey, guys. Sierra, I'm feeling excited. I'm ready to get into it.
All right.
This one was actually super action-packed, so there's a lot to go over.
A lot going on.
Definitely. So this was another two-hour episode, which, you know, I love the show, but 2 hours, I think we're pushing at WE TV, but, you know. Okay.
Stretch.
But first, let's get into it. So, what are you guys' overall thoughts about tonight's double pack episode? This ain't my first rodeo, and don't get it twisted.
Baby mama drama. That's all
drama
I can
in
say.
General.
Too much drama. I know. Alexis?
I think it was good. I like that Boog and, you know, Damon reconciled their relationship. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of sad to find out that they only really talk when the cameras are rolling.
Right.
That's kind of sad. But, yeah, it was a lot of action in this episode.
They are famous, so I think that the cameras could be therapeutic for them because they grow up in front of cameras.
That's true.
Okay. In a way. Not in their nature because, you know, the dad keeps saying, the cameras. Mm. So I feel like they really need some alone time without the camera because I feel like the scars are that deep, you know?
Yeah. Mm.
But overall, though, I do, yeah, like she said, I'm happy that, you know, we got some unanswered questions, you know, and problem solved. So we saw that a lot this episode.
Mm-hmm. It was still a really good episode. Long, but you know, good. So let's talk about Pep. She is all over the place. So after finally going public with her man, Andre, on last week's episode, this time she's getting some, I guess, harsh criticism because she put up a picture on her Instagram saying, like, hey, this is my man crush Monday, you know, everything. And people are coming for her because her man just had a baby with his baby mama.
Mm.
Yes. So, Pep said they were already legally separated. She moved on, his baby mama. But people in the comments are like, no. They were just together a while ago. What are our thoughts? Like, Pep just wants to be happy.
See, the thing is, we live in this social media outrage society now where everything that's in the dark, like Sam said, comes to light. Whether you're responsible for it, whether you ask for it or not, people will go dig deep into your past and bring up whatever it is. So I think it's unfair that Pep has to deal with it right now. And it's like, first off, it's supposed to be something personal. She didn't put it out there. And the fact that she's losing money off of something that she didn't even put out, but now she has to confront it, that's kind of messed up.
Yeah.
But I agree with that. It also feels like a situation to where I feel like she was aware of it, but it only got this bad because the public knows now. So you see when she's handled it, it's not like she's surprised. She's like, I mean, yeah, I know. I just hate that y'all have to know now, you know? So that's why I was kind of like, I do feel bad for her, yes, but she said she gonna handle it, so we'll just see if she handles it.
She's actually cool throughout the whole episode,
exactly,
too. Like, she's not like, she's not outraged. Yeah. She's not like,
she
this beat. She's not saying none of that. She's just, she's chilling, man. She chilling.
She knew the tea.
Exactly.
Before it got spilled.
Yeah.
I just think, you know, it's like, Pep, you were trying to cover this man up last season and just say he was your bodyguard. Now you finally have him out. So I just feel like you can find somebody else.
Yeah.
Like, I want Pep to be happy. She needs it. She deserves
it. Well, I mean, she could go ahead and get with Master P.
Yep.
I feel like they would bump heads so much.
Yes.
That might be good
for them.
But
that might be cute. Yeah. It might be one of those, they balance out each other because they know nobody else can handle them.
Yeah.
Because I saw him hug her. You know, he was kind of leaning on her. So
she
like,
liked it, too.
So she didn't stop it.
How old is this boyfriend?
said it was a
because
cougar.
She's a cougar. Because the, you know that. Sam said he's like 2 or 3 years old. Or was that the her son that said he's like 2 or 3 years older?
Yeah, I think that was Tyrese.
I mean, he's that. Romeo age. Because you remember Romeo said Romeo, I went to middle school with him.
Yes,
so they
week.
Gotta be similar. I don't know how old Romeo is.
So they're in their 20s. Mid to late 20s then.
Yeah.
Probably 26 to 28. 29.
I'm gonna go ahead. I guess J-Lo was out there doing it, so Pep can do it.
Mm-hmm. Everybody doing it.
Everybody, hey.
Hey, love is love.
Hey, she got that. Out. She got that fresh young body. She needs a fresh young man now.
Yep.
That's true.
She does look good though. Mm-hmm. She does. She looks young. She looks very fruitful.
Very fruitful.
Fruitful.
And she wanted to show off her young new body when she went shopping with the girls. And she talked about how she just signed a new $1 million deal and so happy.
Yeah,
and
she's on the table.
In Vegas, mm-hmm. You know? So she goes back home. She's getting her makeup done. Mm. She's supposed to be signing some contracts for her manager, which she hasn't signed in a while. But so he calls her up and says, where my contract's up. But pretty much he said, it's not happening. The contracts fell through. Because of what she's going through with her man. And it just sucks. It's like, why you gotta mix business mm-hmm. with your personal life?
Mm-hmm. That's like, what people do, though. But quick question. If she would have signed those contracts, would they still have the power to rip them up and say canceled? Or would they have to, like, kind of go through and honor the contracts if she would have signed?
That's a good question. I mean, that's... That is. I feel like, can you let somebody go, though? Because it's a written contract. It has mm-hmm. to be some type of something in there that says, if something goes wrong, this yeah. will happen.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, it's probably the... Depends on what it said.
Yeah.
But I did learn a valuable lesson. When you get a contract and it looks good, sign it ASAP. Mm-hmm. Don't let mm-hmm. it sit on the table.
True.
Because mm-hmm. that table can collapse.
Yep.
Right? And I was dang, $1 million, you know?
And she was happy. I know. That's what I'm saying. You don't want shopping. That'll rip my heart up.
All right. I done spent all this money. Ooh, yeah, I got $1 million. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be in Vegas.
Now let me go return it.
Exactly. I kept the receipt in the bag, so I'm good.
Canceled.
Wow. Just sucks. Sucks for you, Pat, but you know, you're doing it. You got Vegas.
You didn't need it.
I mean, she's still a whole legend.
That's why I was like, she didn't need it. Well,
she all right. Not. She got that old money. That's one thing I realized. If you got that old money, then you straight.
You're good.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, speaking of things that are good, our viewers out there, are y'all good? And we want to let you know how good you can be with After Buzz TV. Yay!
Great.
Go, Byron.
What's up? What's good, Buzz family? As you know, our network produces shows, after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network in the world that works harder to serve television fans. But with that said, we need your help. We ask that you subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels, and by doing that, YouTube will suggest content tailor-made just for you, and you'll help all of us at this network continue to grow, and we need that growth. Yes. And if you're worried about those notifications, don't be. You can turn them things off, all right? So go ahead, hit the subscribe button right now for this channel. Check out our other channels and leave a comment letting us know that you did. We'll shout you out right here on the air, all right? But for now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us to remain the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yes.
Love y'all out there. Mm. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Now, still sticking with Pep and her family, Egypt and Sam. They are, you know, still working their thing. Still figuring it out. It's just a mess. They work out together, which, you know, couple stuff. So cute. But Sam, when he's at the book signing event and he sees a little twist, he starts to feel some type of way because I guess he's a little uncomfortable with hood guys.
The little twist isn't hood.
Maybe the bodyguards or his friends.
I don't know. Right,
just probably how he comes off. Yeah, he or she ain't hood. Just how he how he portrays himself, I guess you would say.
But that shouldn't make you nervous. He was nervous.
He was nervous. Ready
like he owed him some money or something. Like
that's weird because like last episode, he tried to fight Tyrann. And one thing I realized mm-hmm. about Sam is like he says a lot of things behind closed doors that other mm-hmm. people are like, oh no, they don't want to unleash me. They don't want this. They don't want that. And it's like, bro, you was shook though. So I really like Sam as a person. I think that he has a good heart and he means well, mm-hmm. but I don't know, man. I just feel like he's easily shaken, man.
He needs to be himself, his true self. And I don't think he's about that life.
Mm-mm.
Just gotta be honest. So. I don't think he's about that life.
I don't think he is.
He threw the table and ran.
He surely did.
Like,
let's fight, but gotta go.
He said, ugh. Okay. Of course, no fight has happened today.
I know.
Hey, one thing though, he changes his hair up more than the women though.
He
changes up his hair every single week.
He gotta keep it fresh.
True.
You know?
Very fresh.
Yeah. He said he got money now. He on a show.
He said new hair, new me.
They cut the check.
them checks.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like Sam should just play it cool.
Mm-hmm. Be the boyfriend.
Just be the boyfriend. Mm-hmm. You don't have to run in the situation because to me, a little twist in the friends were just coming to the event. Sam up here picking up his dog. Oh, I gotta go. You know what I mean? It's just he outside. I can't stand hood guys. I'm trying not to go back to the hood. I don't understand.
Maybe he ran from the hood. I'm not trying to go back. He made it seem like he was like in this lifestyle that like he was just all of this and that. But maybe he ran from the hood.
Maybe.
I don't know. But one thing is like I think he's letting his weakness show. And like one thing about like anybody solid is they're going to sense your insecurity. And that's what they can prey on. So like little twist. At this point, like here's the thing. I'll put it this way. If Sam would have just been cool and just like been confident the whole time, Twist would have never knew nothing. But the fact that he's in the event all shook and like you could tell he kind of lacks something somewhere. Right. So that's why he was worried about Twist. And, like, even when Twist came out at the end in that Big Bird suit or whatever he was wearing.
Oh, yeah. That, yeah.
Ski suit.
Yeah, like, even with that, like, Sam could have just, like, kept it cool. Like, hey, if you want her, try to get her. It ain't going to happen. And just kept it cool. But he's, like, trying to defend himself and do all this. It's like, bro, just be you and Twist ain't going to be a factor.
But he was laughing. Twist didn't even take him seriously. No. So you're right. Like, he was, like, he kept doing it. Any other dude would have never let them joke about their girl. Right. At least not. Well, they probably been fighting by that point. But so the fact that Twist was making a joke, he was joking back. I was like, this is not even serious. Like, you know, like no real dude is going to sit there and let you make slick comments about my girl. Rhyme right there.
Yeah.
Because we're not finna kiki. No, I'm finna come over there.
If it was me, I would have just kissed her right there on TV. Just to
Or do something. It ain't got to be violent, but something. They over here throwing jabs. I'm like, okay. Yeah.
I'm like, is he really going to make a move? And then Twist.
No.
He's just playing, like y'all said. He's just playing around. Especially when he called it sexy chocolate. I was in his confessional.
Am I the only one that noticed that Twist is really... I feel like he's trying so hard to be the next Lil Wayne. Oh, like, God, the way he talks now, the way he looks now, all of that.
I was thinking that in my head. But I honestly... Well, I'm not going to say everybody, but I feel like anybody that works... I hate to say this. I really do. But anybody that's with Young Money, I feel like they all want to have a little Weezy in them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or it's God... True. I'm sorry I have to say it. It's just that's what it is.
That's true.
I can see it.
I mean, but he's a legend. He's him.
Yeah.
He's Weezy. So let's move on to JoJo and him having to talk to everybody on this episode.
I
love JoJo too. I'm a fan, but I'm like, JoJo, you and Abby C.
I'm gonna say JoJo is shining, bro. JoJo is shining. Like in every situation, he's the life of the party.
Abby C.
Like I'm calling it right now. JoJo's gonna probably be my low key favorite person throughout this whole season.
I mean, because he's a level headed one. We need. Yes. I mean, all this drama, we need somebody now.
I guess.
It's a lot.
Like, dang, JoJo. He was at the event. He was talking to Romeo.
In the studio.
He popping.
Everybody.
Then at the photo shoot.
At the,
I know. He get his camera time. What y'all talking about?
He sure he is.
Check.
JoJo, I guess he is very level-headed. When he was at the studio with Romeo, he said he was sitting there by Angela. And, you know, just to check up on him, see how Romeo's doing. And he ended up producing a few of the tracks there. I didn't know JoJo went to school for engineering, so that's cool. He gave some good little feedback. Talk about just relax yourself because Romeo is doing everything and anything. He's doing his movie, music, all of that. And then Romeo invites JoJo to the photo shoot, which I was like, okay, you know, JoJo showed up. He was trying to stay out the drama, but Master P and Romeo were like, no, JoJo, what do you think? What do you think? Like, how do you even maneuver in that situation? Like, father and son are arguing. What do you say? Like,
nothing.
Honestly, nothing.
Quiet.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. He said Sierra.
Stay out the family business. Just smile and not agree with everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, yep, I agree.
Somebody calling me. I gotta take this call.
I gotta go.
Where's your bathroom at again?
But no, honestly, I wouldn't get into it. And like JoJo said, I don't want to disrespect the king. Or I don't want to step on nobody's toes. Or even just Romeo. This is my friend too. My brother-in-law soon to be. As I'm trying to see. So, you know, he just want to keep it. Hey, I'm with it.
Mm-hmm.
Mind the business that pays you. This ain't paying me.
Oh, man. Speaking of people who need to maybe mind their business, but Brie. She is just all up in everyone's business. In this episode, we saw her. She was still trying to figure things out with Boogie at the event. She brought her man from Chicago. So, and then she went outside trying to figure out what's going on and people fighting. I like Brie, but sometimes she's a bit much. Mm-hmm. But I do like that she did her music on this episode because I think she's very talented.
She is. Yes.
So, Brie, when you come on the show, hopefully, we need you to spit a little line or two.
Hey, spit some bars. Sing it. All right. Five fingers of death. We're going to play some beats for you.
Yes. All right. We're going to play freestyle. A little beat. But I just had to touch on her real quick because, you know, she's cute. I like her. Somebody else who is cute, TT. Can we talk about this date with her and Richomi Kwan?
I loved it. I loved it.
I thought the date was cute, but the outfit, it was see-through, it was lace. I said, is this too much for a first date?
She know what she
I don't think that was the
she
end know? Of the date.
Her, literally, I said, they going
her,
home.
Her dress like that and him drinking the Henny and everything, like, that wasn't the end of the first date. Of all, that's just you, what we saw.
Exactly. He leaned in for a hug. They got a whole kiss.
A
first
whole
off.
Kiss.
They
did you
that
before.
You got to plan for that. You can't
they did
just...
that before.
I was going to say that that you wasn't the just, first time. Because she wasn't shocked. So.
And he was, but he was like, that, I like.
He dived in too hard.
He did.
It but then he said, I like the fun that we had last time when we hung out, the little time we got to spend together. So I wonder what that was.
Well, she said she met him in Florida at mm-hmm. the concert.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. She met him at a show and they stayed in touch
that
since
then.
That
little time was a lot of
time. One thing I like, when he FaceTimed her at the beginning, once she got off, she was just straightforward. She's like, man, basically, I just want to be taken around. I want one of these diamonds to jump off of his wrist onto mine, so we'll see where this goes. So she was straight up with it. And I respect
Paris.
That.
She said, next yeah. time, girl. Can we go to Paris? You might run at the airport. Sis.
And he's rich homie Kwan, as you saw. He's really the rich homie. He shut down
the
whole
restaurant.
So he'll do it. He'll put the diamonds on her, take her to Paris, all of that.
But I want to say, he's really handsome. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think I just got to see him without rapping it in music videos. He's really handsome. He and his personality made him more attractive. Like, mm-hmm. he was kind of a gentleman, but had a little riff on him. Yeah. That's what we
little
like.
Country, too. Little country.
He's like the rapper.
Yeah, that's what we like.
He's like the rapper that's trying to transition. He's like, I know I used to be like this, yeah. but let me kind of get it together. Okay. It's like he's been around for a second, and he kind of understands it now.
That gentleman with a little, to him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we like.
And he got confidence. You can tell he got confidence.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, he had that in the bag. He definitely. Knew he did. But their chemistry was there. I felt it. I felt it.
Yeah. It was lit. It was cute. Is it... When you have so many baby mamas, like, is that really a turn? Because he has 3 baby mamas, 3 kids, which he has a 10-year-old, which I was like, ooh, okay.
That's half your age.
Okay.
28.
So you're only 28, you got a 10-year-old, all right. But a 10-year-old, 4-year-old, 3-year-old, and all different baby mamas. And TT said, listen, I can carpool, but I can't deal with them. But he did say everybody is cool. Mm-hmm, is that a turn off for somebody, a man or a woman, to have so many other partners? Like, kids.
I wouldn't call it, okay, I'm not going to say a turn off because that might offend people. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to say it's a turn off, but I think it depends on your preference.
Mm.
Because, I mean, some people, they want their first to be with you. I don't want to, even if there's no drama attached mm-hmm. to it, y'all could be the perfect coexisting parents ever, but I just want that first to be with us. You know, I don't want to share that. So I don't think it's a bad or good thing because people make it work every day.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's not a bad or good thing. I think it's just what you prefer.
I'm kind of similar to that too. I would say I wouldn't, like, pursue a woman who has kids. Because I know that, like, especially a single mom, like, I know that's a lot to deal with by herself. Mm. And it's like, I would have to, me stepping in, like, even if I wouldn't have to necessarily take care of her kids, I feel responsible for her kids as well because I'm a part of that equation. So if I'm selecting to be with her, I'm selecting to be with her kids too. So I would just try to avoid that altogether, at least right now.
Yeah. I don't think I would go in yet. If you got kids, got a blast.
Oh, okay. I got to go.
And then you got a 10-year-old. Like, bruh.
That's 10. Like,
nah. That's basically like my little brother.
That's my little brother. He's 12. Yeah. Nah. Mm. That's enough right there.
Well. Ooh, so this episode was good. I love also in this whole 2-hour episode, they did lives in between. They gave us a little bit where you can call in, talk to the cast.
Yeah.
And it got, for one moment, heated when Brie called in and she was talking about Pep's man, Andre, and how she didn't really like him and how she didn't think that he was good for Pep. But then flipped the question and talked to Angela and said, what was the problem you had with me? Which I didn't know there was some sort of beef back there. Brie brought up an off-camera situation where they said, oh, you came and tried to check me in the hallway with no mic and no camera crew. But Angela kept it classy. Do we like that they're doing this little live thing in between the show, like in between like commercial breaks?
I like it.
gives a nice little.
I like it because remember the show was already shot, so everything that happened happened then. So it's now since it's live, we can see how they feel now and how it's affecting them now.
Okay, I'm glad you said that for me. So that, I like how they're doing that. But when I saw it, I was like, are they not doing a reunion or something at the end?
That's what I thought.
So that's the vibe I was getting. So y'all don't get a reunion? This is the reunion?
They never usually do the reunion. Mm-hmm. So maybe this is
it's how they just
and that's the thing. That's what really made me like it. Because I know for this show, they don't typically do a reunion. So just having the cast, like having Master P, Dame Dash, Romeo, like all these people right here, that's dope to me.
Just hanging out. I like it too. We also saw that poor Damon. He just said that him and Boogie only talk when the camera is rolling. Poor them.
I feel like it's honestly more they can do for them. I feel like I'm not gonna say I just know what they're doing outside of the camera, but I feel like they're not trying hard enough on both ends.
I don't think so
because for you to see on camera, that's my son either way, you doing all this. If that's son either way, you're gonna make sure you bust your butt to have that relationship with your son. It's not gonna be we only have this front of the camera. No. On the camera should be even better.
Yeah.
You know, but personal should be outstanding. And so I think they're both responsible for how the relationship is.
This show actually opened the door for them because it's one thing to be a certain way, but it's another thing to watch yourself be a certain way. Mm-hmm. So this can be kind of therapeutic for them when they're watching these episodes and stuff. So they can see, they can self-reflect and see how they can improve themselves and stuff. And at the same time, I think that this show could have been like the trigger for them to we really got to get it together because it's one thing to have to deal with your problems in private and in that case it can linger on forever, but when you have to deal with your problems in front of the world you got to get it together. So I do like it for that reason. Maybe this is going to give them that fire
to
get it going.
Prior to the show, you think they didn't have a good relationship prior to the show?
I bet you they didn't. And here's the thing. With these type of shows, it's all about the narrative. So them having this separation gave them a narrative for the show. If it wasn't for that issue, they may not have even been on the show.
Their storyline.
That's true.
So they brought their... And you signed on to be on the show. So they brought their issues into the show. So it's kind of like a marriage boot camp thing, which tune into Marriage Boot Camp. We're going live in a couple hours.
But
it's kind of like a marriage. Yeah, it's kind of like a marriage boot camp thing where it's like you go on the show hoping for something and hopefully hoping for the best. And I think that's kind of what this is for them. It's like, look, we already got this issue in private. Let's just get paid to have this issue in front of everybody.
That's true.
At the very least, we get paid and hopefully we can work it out at the same time.
Well,
so I think
hope
that's
it's
what it
fake.
Is.
I hope they're just doing it for the camera then.
They seem cool though. They hug twice.
I wonder if he's going to use this same relationship for his new child. Because Dame said that he wants
to.
It's like, are you, you want to have a new child, a new baby with your girlfriend or, you know, the woman who's been holding you down? Cool. Mm-hmm. But you're still trying to get this relationship with your oldest. And who knows if he has a real tight relationship with the daughter. I mean, it seems like it does, but who really knows?
Baby steps.
So it's like, I wonder if he's using this.
But if you watch the show when it first aired, their relationship hasn't always been as rocky as it is.
True.
Like, after his drug situation started happening is when their relationship really started, in my opinion, is when it really started going down.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know. Obviously, we don't know what happens behind cameras, but, yeah.
Well, it was still another good little two-hour episode. Was there anything that stood out for anybody in this block of time?
Yeah, speaking of Dame, I will say that he had a lot of camera time this episode. I didn't expect that. I thought he was going to, pop in and out every once in a while. He was, a main attraction.
Mm-hmm.
And also, playing. I love my bet, but I do love how playful Romeo and Angela are. I love their whole little vibe and their chemistry. And whether they're on the show or they're on the couch together, it's always just so chill and so funny.
Mm-hmm.
And they can kind of say whatever they want to each other and they can just joke about it. So I like that too.
And then I'd be awkward for you. Yeah, I was going to say that. I just love them. And I just want them to stop playing with each other.
Stop.
I feel like they're teasing us. Just what are you waiting for?
I know.
You can only do this for so long.
Yeah.
We say what?
What if they're secretly dating right now?
I wouldn't be surprised. Nope. I wouldn't be surprised because the chemistry, like I said, it seems there. And then too, you can't just joke with somebody like that and nobody reacts in a offensive way. So they're doing something on the low.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, saw them on FaceTime together, so they're comfortable with each other.
And they've been friends for years and they still super cool. So
That's good.
He's trying to beat a wife.
Go ahead.
And you know it's real when JoJo's comment, because here's the thing, if they weren't really that cool, then if Romeo and Angela weren't that cool, then JoJo wouldn't be making all these jokes like my brother-in-law or your girl Angela and stuff.
Does he know?
Yeah.
He know.
Siblings know. And it's good that Romeo and JoJo have that good relationship. I was going to say that too. I love their relationship. So it's already established. What y'all?
They got a little bromance, I think.
Literally. We ready. Whenever y'all are.
Whenever y'all are, we be sitting right here with the popcorn. Literally. So let's get into our glowing up fashion. Uh-oh. It's where we choose who is glowing up on tonight's episode. Anything from hair and makeup to just an outfit to just a vibe. Mm. So Sierra, you want to kick it off?
I'm going to have to go with Vanessa. I was feeling the whole vibe at the race, and when she was sitting, she was somewhere with her daughter or before they were sitting at that scene. Mm-hmm. I just feel her makeup. I just thought she was cute. Hair, yeah.
She always looked cute. Yeah. Byron?
Oh, man. Okay. So it started off with Angela is my glowing up fashion because for the first 20 minutes they was like showing a lot of her. I'm like, I really like her makeup, how smooth everything looks. Her foundation is nice. Her hair is always on point. Oh, she has a sweet voice. Looks like she smells good. All of that stuff. So that was it at first. But then Pep in that pink wig was kind of like, okay, I see you. It's kind of edgy, kind of spicy.
It was hidden.
I like that. Mm-hmm. But then this girl, Kendall, came in for like 32 seconds, El DeBarge's daughter. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, that's you wifey. But those are my two wild cards. But I'm going to still keep it with Angela because she's a regular. But I'm going to definitely throw some out there to Pep and Kendall. Shout out to y'all too. If y'all watching.
He done got options.
Okay.
Options.
Alexis?
I'm going to go with Angela. I like the all white she had on at the racetrack. Even though Romeo made a joke and said somebody getting married today because she had all white on.
You boo. It's you. We wait for you.
You know. But that was cute, right? That was cute though. I like that.
That was cute. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to go with Pep. Because I said the same thing. The pink wig, it was her confessional look for me. What she was I like that little choker thing. Alexis wasn't feeling it. Alexis said no. But what I like the choker with the thing on. It was like a hook thing on there. But the makeup looked good. The pink wig looked good.
Yeah, the pink wig was late.
The pink wig was nice. The pink wig. It was good.
The pink wig was cute.
And her makeup, too, looked fresh. Yeah. Her makeup and the wig so together. Yes. Hey,
trust me, she know when that camera's going on. She be ready.
She be ready. So
my bad. Could I throw one more out there? Okay, listen. Tahira.
Girls don't like options.
Tahira. Well, listen, they got options. They all rich. They all pretty. But I'm gonna say Tahira.
In the date outfit.
Yeah, that's what got me because I've always thought she was pretty. And I'm like, okay,
you talking about TT?
Cool. But like at the end, I mean, I can't help it. I like that chocolate too, though. I like that chocolate. I got a thing for chocolate.
She is very pretty. She is very pretty.
So, yeah, I'm throwing. Actually, she's tied with Angela right now.
I thought he would throw somebody else. I know. So, listen.
I like the whole cast.
Yeah, okay. But she is really pretty. Her cheekbones are... I love women with high structure. You never see that, so she looks really pretty.
I like how upfront she is. Like, she just says what she wants.
Oh, yes. She's very real. I like that. Everybody need one of those people in their corner.
Okay. What's up, y'all? Let's get into a little bit of news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So what we found for y'all out there is just it's some tweets that we pulled up from the people's Twitter pages. So first one we have up is Angela, and she talks about how on this episode she's still dealing with the aftermath of the losing of her baby father. She said, "Hey guys, thank you for reaching out to me and sending so many prayers and love. Although I'm still mourning my son's father's death, I'm remaining strong. Thank you." So props out to you guys. It's been a lot with Angela, and she's just, you know, it's a tough thing. And our next tweet we have is Little Twist, who is a newcomer to the show. He put on his Twitter, a fan wrote, "Sam's scared to be around Little Twist." Little Twist retweeted and said, "I don't know why. I be chilling."
Thanks.
I wonder if they really gonna fight or not.
No. Don't stay tuned for that, because it's not happening.
I wouldn't even want to see that fight.
It wouldn't be a fight because Sam gonna run.
I wouldn't want to see it.
Yeah, it would be weak. Yeah. Pretty weak fight.
Well, that's it for our news and gossip, y'all. Let us know if you guys catch up with any of the stars out there. Send us a tweet. You know, use Growing Up Hip Hop or GUHHABTV.
Good.
Yes.
So we can also shout y'all out, you know, on live. So let's get into our predictions before we wrap up.
And now, your
I love this.
Why did you see my room?
Right, yeah. I mess with it.
Right, living room or something.
Okay. So it's a lot going on the next episode. They're back to just the 1 hour. You know, they did us with the 2 hour block, so we're just doing cool 1 hour shows. I predict that Pep is, of course, going to stay with her man. She's not leaving him. She knows what she has. She knows the baggage she had. There's going to be a little rift between her and Egypt because Egypt's probably going to say, I want better for you, Mom. I also predict that, I don't know, I think Sam is going to end up running up on Little Twist. I don't know why. I just feel like there might be a good little altercation, and I'm just hoping for it.
Just another table flip.
You know. Little table flip and run. That's all. On the tracks.
You know.
Alexis?
I agree with you, but I also hope we get to see Angela and Vanessa talk about the pastry situation.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Angela's being very selfish. Yes. So I hope to see that come to, you know, happen. Yeah.
Byron?
I like what you said about Sam. I don't want it to happen because I just want everybody to be peaceful, as far as the men at least. Yeah. But like, I do see Sam feeling some type of way about Twist because he already did, and Twist ain't say nothing to him. He came up and even tried to shake his hand, and Sam wasn't really trying to go. Yeah. So I don't know, man. I think that Sam is going to continue to be shooketh throughout this season.
Not shooketh.
Good word. He is shooketh, though.
But we'll see, man. We'll see. But that's something that I definitely see happening. And I do want to see how Romeo continues to handle the pressure because he has a lot on his plate right now. And then seeing what we're going to go through throughout the season, like with Angela and her baby's father and stuff like that, that's going to hit Romeo too. So I just want to see how he deals with the pressure.
Mm-hmm. Sierra?
It might be hypocritical, but I really, although I felt like I want their relationship to be good, Boogie and his dad, I know they're going to have another altercation. Mm-hmm. I just feel it. And I feel like this one's going to be a big one. And if this happens, well, I'm psychic. Because I just have a feeling it's just going to happen. Right. But although I don't want it to happen, but I feel like I know them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Well, you guys, let us know in the comments down below on our YouTube page. What do you guys see happening? What do you predict? Yes. Huh? What's coming up? Of course, let us know on our iTunes page. Give us 5 stars. Let us know how you feel, how you're liking the show, how you're just rocking with us. We're also on Spotify, so make sure you leave a comment there, too, so we can shout you guys out next week. Of course, I am one of your hosts here, Howard III. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard III. And I also do a show called Back to Reality on our sister channel, Black Hollywood Live, on Sundays at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Alexis, where can they find you?
You can find me on all social media at madam_Mozell.
Yeah, it's Byron. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Byron K. You can find me online at Hero from the 90s.
Hey, guys, I'm Sierra Stafford. You can find me on Twitter at Sierra B. Stafford.
Mm-hmm. And you can find us next week, next Thursday, hanging out with you guys. Till then, we'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.